This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. We're joined today on the Roto Report by former Indians pitcher Jensen Lewis, who does some work now with Sports Time Ohio. In fact, we'll be working together during Friday's pregame as the Indians get ready to take on the Detroit Tigers. Jay Lou, how are you, my friend? How about the guy that was struggling big time coming through in the clutch today with Swish going walk-off granny style, man?
Yeah, a little Swisher slam puts the Indians to a much-needed series win. And I tell you what, for a guy that has needed something to jumpstart his season the way he's played, you couldn't ask for anything better. And even look at how he was in today's game, 0-for-4 with three strikeouts up to that point, even down to his last strike for the game, and then has that big-time swing off of Ernesto Friere for the Angels, a huge win in so many ways, not only for him personally, but also for the team, with Detroit eking out a 2-1 victory over Kansas City that gets the Indians another game back in the standings, 2.5 now back of the Royals, with obviously a huge series with Detroit coming up.
All right, you're Nick Swisher, okay, and you're struggling mightily. 4 for your last 30, as you mentioned, 0-for-4 in the day. You're going for the Golden Sombrero. Your one pitch, hi, it's the Golden Sombrero, as Harry Carey used to say, right? You're one pitch away from the Golden Sombrero, striking out 4 times. Instead, you get 4 bases, a walk-off grand slam. How much can that help him moving forward? Because he's only batting 200, but you know this, Jay Lou, that they're not going to go anywhere unless Santana and Swisher start picking it up offensively. Can this be the lift for him and the team to get them moving in the right direction?
Well, I think personally for him, it probably feels like the weight of the world is off his shoulders, at least for a day. And something like that can end up being a spark and really coming into what I think is one of the most critical series of the year, considering where the Indians are in the standings. I don't think there's any question about it that this could really be a jumpstart for Swish. And regardless of where he hits in the lineup, you're right, Kenny. If he doesn't hit and Carlos Santana doesn't hit the way they're capable of, then this team doesn't reach the playoffs. It doesn't matter what everybody else has done. I mean, obviously, Michael Brantley has been a huge part of this team. Lonnie Chisenhall having a really an all-star caliber year. And Jason Kipnis, you know, starting to come into form here after battling back from injury. But this team needs this offense 1-9 to be able to be on a roll to make the playoffs. They don't have that bat in the middle of the lineup that can change a game with one swing like a Detroit does, even like a Kansas City does with Billy Butler and the middle of that lineup playing as well as they are. It's going to take everything for the Indians right now, and I think they're very fortunate to be where they are in the standings at this point.
Jensen Lewis is our guest, former Indians relief pitcher, now turned broadcaster, breaking down the Tribe's win over the L.A. Angels, 5-3 and 10 innings on Thursday, getting ready for the Tigers on Friday, a 3-game home series, 2.5 back of Kansas City in the AL Central, 2 back of Detroit for second place. As you look at this team through 73 games, only a game difference from last year where they were 38-35, is this team as good as the team was last year, or has the rest of the division maybe taken a step back and therefore the Indians might not be as good as they were last year, but they're closer in the stand?
Well, I think it's probably the opposite. I think everybody in the division has taken a step forward. And I think you can point to the offseason moves that each of these teams made to better themselves. Obviously the big moves in Detroit with Prince Fielder exiting, Ian Kinsler coming in, the big signing of Joe Nathan to shore up the back end of that bullpen. And then even Kansas City with their young stars finally coming to fruition. I mean, they've been the sexy pick for a couple years now, and it just has flamed out for them. But I think you're seeing all of those things come together. The Minnesota Twins, probably one of the most under-the-radar teams at this point, pretty much went out and bought an entire starting rotation, and those guys are starting to contribute. And then I said all along that if anybody slept in the Chicago White Sox, that would be a really, really big mistake. I think the additions, obviously, of Jose Abreu leading, or at least in the top three in home runs in the American League, and Adam Eaton at the top of that lineup has been a spark plug. The White Sox have needed something to really jumpstart their offense, and I think Eaton has very much helped them get into a rhythm. So I think the Central, and I said this too, the American League Central beat the most tightly contested race of all six this year. And, you know, so far through 73 games, it's definitely living up to it.
The starting pitching for this baseball team, do they have enough of it, or is we're a month and a half away from the July 31st trading deadline, do they need to go out and find another starter?
Yeah, I think they need one. And the unfortunate part is this team was probably banking on Danny Salazar being one of the top three guys for them behind, obviously, Masterson and Kluber. Unfortunately, we saw his early season struggles, and he just has not recovered from that in AAA right now. But I think a couple dark horses have presented themselves. Trevor Bauer is somebody I think that will be very influential for this rotation going forward. He's a guy that has front of the rotation stuff. It's just been a matter of consistency with him. I think his past four or five starts have really started to show what his ability is going forward. And then Josh Tomlin. I think Josh Tomlin doesn't get enough credit for being as consistent a starter as there has been in this rotation for the past couple of years. Zach McAllister just coming back from injury. We'll have to see kind of what he's been, you know, as far as retooling with that breaking ball and getting back from injury. He's a guy that can help, but I don't know if he would be impactful enough going down the stretch when you match up this rotation, especially in a division where you have Detroit and Kansas City at the top, and Detroit obviously with Verlander and Scherzer and Sanchez. And then even if you look at Kansas City now with the youth movement, obviously they have Yordano Ventura, who's going to be in the running for American League Rookie of the Year, and Jeremy Guthrie. You know, James Shields is always an ace, and I think that bullpen is arguably one of the best in the American League, if not the major league. So some serious hurdles for this Indians team, but the starting rotation has to remain healthy, and I think they have to continue to improve for this team to get back to the postseason.
Well, we wonder what's going to happen with the starting rotation. Have they finally found their closer in Cody Allen? 7 saves on the year, a 259 earned run average. He kind of took over the job. It wasn't his at the beginning of the season, but he ends up taking over for John Axford. Is he the guy the rest of the way, you think?
I think right now the writing is probably on the wall, and I think Terry Francona has found a comfort level with not only Cody Allen in the back, but also with Brian Shaw in that setup role. I said to people that this bullpen would be better this year with the losses even of Joe Smith and Chris Perez from last year, and it's lived up to it. I think you look at Mark Zepchinski, doesn't get a lot of credit for the work he's done. He's been instrumental in the back end of this bullpen. I think Axford has gotten better. I didn't agree with him losing the closer's role when it happened, but as of late, I think he's going to be fine. And I mean, who knows? Has Cody Allen done enough to be the closer right now? Absolutely. But you wonder going forward, the amount of teams that have switched their closers at some point during the season, the percentages of those teams making the playoffs is not very high. So it'll be interesting to see how the continuity of this bullpen goes in the coming months and what that effect will have on the overall record for this Indians team.
We're talking baseball with Jensen Lewis, former Indians pitcher. You can watch him now on Sports Time Ohio, filling in for Bruce Drennan on occasion as a guest there and on Indians Live pre- and post-game. Jensen, the overall vibe that you get from this baseball team, coming into the season, I think they felt that they didn't need to make a lot of off-season moves, that the younger guys were going to step up, raise their game to another level, and that would help them compete in the AL Central. Do you still get a positive vibe from these guys, even though some of the guys we've already talked about have struggled, and do you think this team can still challenge not only for a wild card in the AL, but in the Central Division?
Yeah, I don't think that's a question. I think the young core that has been put in place and then the extensions that have been orchestrated by this front office to get the likes of Michael Brantley locked up and Carlos Santana and Jason Kipnis. And I think even to look at that rotation, I think you have to consider Corey Kluber here in the next year of probably looking at something like that as well. Do they have the youthful pieces to be able to contend year in and year out going forward? I think they do. The Central Division, I think, will continue to be very tight in the years going forward because of how these teams play each other. It's always a tough grind. You really rarely see any blowouts in these divisional games. So yes, they do, but it's going to take a complete 1 through 25 effort. I don't think we're saying anything that anybody in that locker room wouldn't agree with, and it's because they just lack that one big star, I think, offensively. And if you look around at how championship teams are built, they've got their ace and they've got their guy in the middle of the lineup. So, you know, the Indians will have to do it kind of unconventionally in today's world, but do they have the pieces? I think they do.
They're 37-36 overall, 23-12 at home. What is it about Progressive Field, that magic that continues to happen there? They fall behind by 2 runs in the 10th. It looks like they lost the game to the Angels, and they come back and win it with the walk-off grand slam from Swish. What is it about playing at home with this team, and you can never count them out?
I don't think you have to worry about housekeeping when you're at home. You don't have to worry about anybody coming in your room on the road. You know, some teams just have a knack for really enjoying their fan base and their atmosphere at home. And I can remember playing here, you know, for many years and knowing that when we came home, we just felt so comfortable and so at ease. And I think that's a recipe for this team this year. It feels like the pressure is off them. They know they're in a good spot. They know they're going to have their fans behind them, and you can see it in their play. Even when they've committed some errors, they've been able to overcome that, and it's been fun to watch, especially for this community that is just dying to have a team that can put it all together. And when you have the best record in the big leagues at home, it makes a lot of people want to come out and watch it.
Jensen, where can people get more of what you're doing besides TV? I know you are doing some podcasts and some website stuff and that. So give everybody out there an idea where they can follow you on Twitter and where they can get you on the internet.
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at jlew50, J-L-E-W-F-I-F-T-Y. Do a weekly column on rotowire.com entitled Painting the Black. Try and keep you in line at some point when you're hosting. We'll have some fun tomorrow in Rally Alley. And then obviously on the pre- and post-game shows for STO. So really have enjoyed it. It's been great to come home, and looking forward to a big series this weekend.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun with the Tigers. Jensen Lewis, we appreciate the time, my friend. I'll see you down at the Art.
Hi, Rhodesian.
There he is, Jensen Lewis, checking in with us here on the Rotary Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.